Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Tuttle moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale fires to first and picks off Herzog. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly scores. Casale moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeMaestri fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button bunts towards the mound. Cux fields it and throws to third for the out. Casale moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Casale scores. Button goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Daly reaches second base with a double. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Daly for a passed ball. Ward moves to second. Harry Chee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chee moves to second. Kent Hadley pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Dixon now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels strikes out. There goes Button. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Keogh moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Tom Gorman now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keogh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Daly reaches second base with a double. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Carroll pinch runs for Bob Serve. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.